This is Nick Jones from Sunshine Radio with another podcast for you. Now, this week, Frantisek from Humblebee Gardeners popped in to tell us all about Pumpkin Fest, which has been taking place all the way through October. Final weekend this weekend, so we asked Frantisek, and his children were there, how did Pumpkin Fest come about?
Firstly, we sort of tried to do things as sustainable and as local and as environmentally and nature-friendly as possible. Since we started, and because we visited a couple of pumpkin patches before, and we thought it's quite nice, but we want to do it differently. We want to show people that it could be done sustainably, with not much waste or not waste at all. And it's not just about orange pumpkins, but it's about all the other squashes, because the family of the squashes and pumpkins is huge. There's thousands of cultivars. Each of them can be used for different meals. They can be stored. And that's what we sort of wanted to celebrate, sort of one of the sort of seasonal food, which is pumpkins and squashes this time of year, and sort of show public and all our customers, you can do it sustainably, you can do it from collecting the seeds to the harvest, the pumpkin and squash with no chemicals, no mechanization, you can do it, the weeding and all of that by hand. The mark on the sort of CO2 level is almost zero.
So Pumpkin Fest has been on for the last couple of weekends. Final weekend this weekend. What's been happening over the last couple of weeks?
So last couple of weeks we had several trades. We tried to do it each weekend a little bit different. So we had there several trades, several games. We had homemade soup, which was pumpkin soup and tomato soup. Some photo shoot in the polytunnel. And we had a large selection of pumpkin squashes, all for cooking, and all grow by us, from the seeds to the pumpkins and squashes, really.
So where exactly is Pumpkin Fest?
The Pumpkin Fest is in the Brimfield, just off the A49. We try to sign it as much as we can, but if you can't find us, just give us a call. We hope to see there.
Now everybody can hear your children in the background, so let's bring them to the foreground. What can we do at Pumpkin Fest?
Okay, you can do carving, there's a slide, you can see the animals, there's guinea pigs, chickens, rabbits and pygmy goats, there's pumpkins and squashes, and what good ones for cooking. And the ice cream, and pizza, and chips.
Well done. Now, we've had some bad weather over the last couple of weeks, and we're well aware that pumpkins grow in a field, so what should people wear if they're coming to Pumpkin Fest?
It's always good to have Wellington boots and some waterproof, because if the kids fell over, it's still field, but the entrance is fully stoned. Where the trades and most of the activity happening is on the stone as well, so it's hard stand. Polytunnel is dry, the polytunnel is quite large, it's around 30 meters long, so there's plenty of space to fit a lot of people in. The field itself is in a light slope, so it's drained very quickly. So even after the Friday, the heavy rain, the hard stand have been pretty good.
And how much is the entrance fee?
£5 a person and £3 the kids over 3 years. The money are redeemable back for the pumpkin, so we will take the money off the final cost of the pumpkins.
And finally, we'll ask the children once again, why should everybody come to Pumpkin Fest this weekend?
Because there's kids stuff that they can do and go on the slide and go under the slide and pick whichever pumpkin they want, and they might just don't have the right tools, so they want to bring mainly some of their family to carve pumpkins.
Frantisek and his children from Humblebee Gardeners. Don't forget Pumpkin Fest then, this coming weekend, the 28th and 29th, on from 11 till 4. Admission for adults is £5, children are £3 if they're over the age of 3. The under 3s go for free. The admission includes one pumpkin as well. All the details are humblebeegardeners.co.uk, or you can find them on their Facebook page. Just search for Humblebee Gardeners.